bit.
Right now, I'm just enjoying the cool of the morning.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad that you called and that you're able to be here with us today. And
always glad to speak to you.
Okay, thanks. You too, Greg. A charge to you. And I hope you'll keep in touch. Thanks for calling. Our answer, Clement Moore, 12's The Night Before Christmas. Thank you, Greg, for joining us on the radio. And Susie.
The president was passing laws, gave a call to Santa Claus. He said, get that toy machine on high. Economy is in a slump. I know what could pick it up. This year, let's have Christmas in July. Oh, we'll have Christmas, a summer Christmas. We'll have one fine, fun time unwinding in the sunshine Christmas. Oh, we'll spend Yuletide down by the poolside. This year, let's have Christmas in July.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Brave Combo, and Christmas in July. And a few additional correct answers to pass along. They include half of the dynamic duo, Linda, coming up with the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City. Larry, thanks for your email. Larry, noting that yesterday was Woody Guthrie's birthday. Mike and Mars came up with the correct answer, as did Joy in Washington. John in Economy Borough, Kathy in Tionesta, Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, and also Russ in North Carolina. Well done, all. Coming up with Clement Moore, today's history riddle answer. Clement Clark Moore, born today in 1779. We had a few answers from our pop quiz this morning. Oh, I see that Ralph Jenkins also knew that Clement Clark Moore is who we were looking for. Julia Shea Marek made a sentence with four-letter words ending in FT. I feel lift when I listen to Fish's Rift, and I enjoy some folks thinking I'm soft for this gift. And all that on a raft, she says. Pat said, I had to lift the raft as a waft of smoke began to lift from the fire. Kelly gave a list of loft, lift, gift, daft, raft, taft, and sift. And I believe those are all of the ones that came in. Thanks for playing along. Top of the hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I had an uncle named Matthew. He was his father's own boy. Born to South Dakota, Kansas. He was his mother's pride and joy. Yes, and joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue's just a Kansas summer sky. All the stories that he told me back when I was just a lad. All the memories that he gave me and all the good times that we had. Riding on his daddy's shoulder, behind me opening the sun. Yes, and joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky.
Matthew, done there by the Flybirds. A song written by John Denver on the Back Home Again album. Always one of my favorites. Ralph Jenkins, thank you for posting on Facebook a link to a CBC Radio Canada story about the controversy of who wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, or at least one claim that it was written by somebody other than Clark Clement Moore. Or Clement, Clark Moore, I should say. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up in a moment, but I need to tell you something special that happened last weekend. As Ricky and I were driving home around 2 o'clock, we received a call from a gentleman named Ben, who we've been talking with over the last 6 months or so. He lives in upstate New York, and through a series of conversations, Ben was donating a prized possession of his father's to SLB, of his father to SLB. And it's a device made by a company called Meisner. And essentially, it allows you to speak into a microphone and make a record at 33 and a third or 78 with the groove cutting into the record. It can then be played back, mailed, or brought back home. And it also can record from the radio and from other sources. And this was brought to us as a donation in memory of Ben's dad, who passed away a few months back. And he wanted to bring it and donate it on the date of his birthday, which was just last Sunday, July 9th. So he and his mom drove all the way from New York. We looked at our youth media center and studios here, and talked quite a bit, and it was really a lovely meeting. There's one other part of the story. I was talking to Ben's mom, and it turns out she has an incredible love for Fred Rogers. And Mr. Rogers' neighborhood in general. She had no idea, however, that Mr. Rogers is a Pittsburgh treasure around our parts, and that he was from southwestern Pennsylvania. So it was kind of a magical moment, the donation occurring on the birthday of Ben's late father, and what ended up being a lengthy and wonderful conversation about Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, all of the places you can visit here in the Pittsburgh area to honor him and his body of work. And it was really lovely. As Saturday Light Brigade board member Ken Doino told me on Tuesday, "I can't believe you haven't tried to make a record yet. I haven't had time, but we'll experiment with their gift and with kids using it." But it was really very nice to have it, and it's been completely reconditioned and is working. And we have a similar device that Jim and Blackridge brought earlier that we're planning on putting on display. But that also was just an incredibly wonderful experience. So we thank Ben and his mom for coming to join us.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Before I go any further, too, this is an oddball technology that really only was around in the late 30s early 40s and was quickly replaced by wire recorders and magnetic audio tape. But in the 30s and 40s, these devices were used to cover news, support booths in which you could make a recording, for a nickel, dime, quarter, and come out with something on a disc, and also to send overseas service people so you could keep in touch. If you've ever heard the Hindenburg News Report, "She burst into flames, oh the humanity," that was made on a recorder of this type. Time now for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week, the answer is eight letters long. The clue is remote. Remote. The fourth letter is L as in llama. The eighth letter, the last letter, is D as in Dalmatian. The clue is remote. Eight letters altogether. The fourth letter, L as in llama. The eighth letter is D as in Dalmatian. The clue remote, if you can figure it out. Share your answer with us. Join us on the radio, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. Mike was asking about the blanks for recording on those discs. You can buy them on eBay, the originals, but from some articles I need to reread, it's been a while, you can record on things like coffee can lids, the plastic lids, and other modern plastics, and that's how we'll be experimenting with it. Here's to you for getting a Saturday Light Brigade charge. See if you are able to solve this morning's puzzle, and we will keep an eye on things. A number of answers coming in so far. Now here's Zoe and Cloyd. With a tune called Up and Atom. Kathy and Ty Nesta got it already, as did Mike and Myers, and Russ tells us it took 3 seconds for Sharon to get the answer. Rich in Freeport has a guess, but it's not Outland, even though that fits. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLBRADIO. Good luck.
hear your bells swing. Swain is a mighty fine boat. I got a mighty fine captain too. Got a big red wheel that goes around and around, and a bunch of old hippies for a crew. Well, I can't stay here, well, I gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down. Bell comes to Peoria, you know that summer's here, and up on the Illinois River, that's the very best time of the year. Those steamboat days in August, like a hazy, lazy dream. I want to be at the foot of Main Street when the Julie Bell raises steam. When the Julie Bell raises steam. Well, Dennis and Moon and Bob Burnett and Doc and Lori too, all one big steamboat family, the Julie Bell steamboat crew. Me, I tell you, we gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down. Bell Swain is a women's lib boat, the first I ever knew. We got girls in the pilot house and girls on deck and a lady in the engine room. Now Donna, she's got her license, and Cindy's learning to steer, and little Julie keeps Moon out of trouble by wandering off everywhere, by wandering off everywhere. When the Julie Bell gets in a steamboat race, she's a mighty hard boat to beat. She raced the Belle of Louisville and she beat the Delta Queen. She don't need no help to get her turned around, she'll come right around on a dime. And after the race she heads up the river, cause the Julie Bell still got time. Cause the Julie Bell still got time. Well, I sure do love the Tennessee River, the Ohio, and the Illinois. And I love the old Mississippi River. It's a good old place for a boy. Just to step on board a steamboat, ride all the way to the sea. Where else but a muddy old river would a person want to be? Would a person want to be? I come up the river the other night, darker than the inside of a cow. Ain't nothing like a crooked old river, straighten my head right out. Now love my love, she's pretty as can be, and love to take her down. Cause pretty ladies really like to ride when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down.
That's John Hartford and the Julia Bell Swain. Zoe and Cloyd before that, and Up and Atom. We have a few correct answers to our puzzle and a number of answers that fit, but aren't the word we were looking for, which means I should give you some more clues. The clue is remote. Remote. The fourth letter is L, and the eighth letter, the last letter, is D. Outland, I mentioned before that it fit, but actually that's only a seven-letter word. But there were a few others. Thanks, Dust Bowl Jack in Ohio, for letting us know that you enjoyed John Hartford and the Pink Panther earlier. Tommy has excluded and isolated. Not those. So let me tell you that the first letter of the word we're looking for is S. S as in serpent. So the clue is remote. The first letter is S as in serpent. The fourth letter, L as in llama. And the eighth and last nation for 12-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. It never occurred to me, but Dalmatian kind of sounds like an animated dog, doesn't it? Snoopy now appearing in Dalmatian. We'll give you another moment or two to think through this. If you think you know the correct answer, 412-200-5975.
I'm glad they were wrong. I got sand in my shoe.
Fred Kohler at the Saturday Light Brigade. Sand in my shoes. And good morning to Jay in Washington. Jay solved our crossword puzzle of the air. And John and Marjorie in Harrisville came up with the correct answer. Marjorie got it. Well done, Marjorie. And Jack came up with the correct answer. Tommy came up with it. Also a correct answer from Tom in McCandless. Kathy and Tynesta, Mike and Mars, Sharon in North Carolina. And I'll check Facebook quickly to see if I might have missed a few answers that came in. A guess of isolated coming in by way of Facebook. The correct answer, secluded. S-E-C-L-U-D-E-D. Secluded. Answering the clue, remote. Coming up, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up, none other than this morning's High Clue Puzzle.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from Assemble. Assemble invites the community to blast off to outer space at this year's Maker Date auction on Saturday, September 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Project. The evening will feature opportunities to bid on learning sessions with talented creators, a raffle table, hands-on activities, food, drinks, and live music. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs. More information on Maker Date Auction is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
SLB is proud to partner with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place as we present the 2023 Solar Concert Series. Join us Thursday afternoons, 12:15, throughout July and August for free weekly concerts featuring an eclectic lineup of SLB-curated musicians performing on our solar-powered outdoor stage. The next show is July 20th. Join us as we welcome Kelsey Robinson and Coulter Harper at Nova Place, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know, looking for a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country. heart of the country. Smell the grass in the meadow. I want a horse, I want a sheep, I want to give me a good night's sleep. Living in a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know. I'm living in a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow.
John Pizzarelli, and a song from one of his albums in which he channels songs written by Beatles and one-time Beatles, that one called Midnight McCartney, and the song Heart of the Country. Thank you for being with us today. I hope you know that you are always welcome to call and join us on the radio. Perhaps you have a puzzle answer. We'd love to hear from you, and then we can continue talking about anything you'd like. And that's true for kids, adults, and everybody in between. So if you would like to call us, radio can be used for positivity and fun and interaction as we do now. Thank you for letting us keep you company this morning. Our High Clue is coming up in a moment. 17 syllables leading to one answer and a chance for you to see if you can come up with that answer.
A Plus Schools joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to make sure that all children in Pittsburgh get the high-quality education they deserve. A-Plus Schools' 2022 report to the community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens with critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
If you are a teen, or if you know of a teen, looking to have fun, camaraderie, opportunities to get curious and explore our region, our Youth Media Center programs are for you. Lots of opportunities to meet people, write commentaries, reviews, create documentaries, make music, and more, all in a safe and friendly environment. You can learn more about Youth Media Center programs at tinyurl.com/YMC events. tinyurl.com/YMC events. We hope you'll join us. There's lots planned week in and week out this summer. And moving ahead into the new school year, I actually got a back to school ad last weekend. And then a Joseph of our staff told me he saw Halloween merchandise in a store. Every year it seems to go faster and faster. Here is this morning's haiku. See if you can solve it. This 70s hit starts with, "When I look back, boy, I must have been green." This 70s hit starts with, "When I look back, boy, I must have been green." 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. That's this morning's haiku. I hope you'll call and share the answer with us.
Tell it so smooth.
Bet you think absolutely that it must be true.
He'll wear you out. in Montgomery and in Selma and the streets of Birmingham. The people sent a message to the leaders of the land. We have fought and we have suffered, but we know the wrong from right. We are family, we are neighbors, we are black and we are white. Here I go, bound for freedom, pay my truth, take the lead. Not the preacher, not the Congress, not the millionaire, but me. I will organize for justice, I will raise my voice in song.
That's the group Emma's Revolution, Bound for Freedom, the song. A lot of comments when we played that a few weeks ago. Our pleasure to play it again. Let That Liar Alone from Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens. Here again is this morning's haiku. This 70s hit starts with, "When I look back, boy, I must have been green." Any ideas? 412-200-5975. We would love to get you on the radio with your correct answer, and we can do so very quickly. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Here are some of the answers that have come in so far. A correct answer from John and Addie in East Deer. Thanks for playing along and also for the greeting that you sent for birthdays. A correct answer from Bob in Washington, Tommy in Virginia, and Tommy in Pleasant Hills. Nice to have you with us, Tommy. Russ in beautiful Kang, North Carolina. Mike and Mars. And
And Tom has the artist, but not the song, for 1-2-200-5975. Do you have it, or do you need more of a hint? I don't have any more syllables left. This 70s hit starts with, "When I look back, boy, I must have been green." If we allowed more syllables, the next line would be bopping in the country, fishing in a stream, looking for an answer, trying to find a sign. Until I saw your city lights, honey, I was blind. We'll leave it open for just a few more moments. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We did mention it was a 70s hit, this song, and on today's date in 1972, this song was at the top of the Billboard album charts, the album containing this song. For the very first time. And it stayed there for 5 weeks. And if you're a baby boomer-ish person, you might remember it quite well. I know I do. I think we all had this album. Craig in Macon, Georgia, thank you for a donation you just made to SLB. We're grateful for that. We don't always talk about that, but you can make a contribution at slbradio.org/donate if you care to. So, we are looking for the song Honky Cat. Honky Cat, the song that appears on the album Honky Chateau. That was the name of the album. Not Honky Cat itself, but Honky Chateau, right? I think that was the name of the album. Yes, I just see in my own notes that's the name of the album. And the song Honky Cat, beginning with those words in this morning's High Clue, the 70s hit, starts with, "When I look back, boy, I must have been green." So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with the correct answer. Craig says, "All my cats say it was Elton John." Well done. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. And another chance to earn a charge coming up with the Soundhound in about 15 minutes. This is Leon Womack.
Fishing in a stream, looking for an answer, trying to find a sign, until I saw your city lights. Honey, I was blind. They said, "Get back, honky cat, better get back to the woods." Well, I quit those days and my redneck ways. Gonna do me good. honky cat. Living in the city ain't where it's at. It's like trying to find gold in a silver mine. It's like trying to drink a whiskey, oh, from a bottle of wine. Well, I read some books and I read some magazines about those high-class ladies down in New
I don't think she's going to do the woos. Oh, good. Was that concerning you, too? It was concerning me. That's Leanne Womack. And Hockey Cat, her take on it. Congratulations if you knew that was the song we were looking for from the album Honky Chateau. Here's a Think Fast puzzle. Can you name all of the songs that appeared on that original album? Without looking, do you think you can? If you want to show off, you can call us at 412-200-5975 and run through all the songs that were on that album. It's one many folks, maybe you included, played and played and played over and over. I think I had it as a cassette as well as an LP.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Breger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
There were 10 songs altogether, Honky Cat plus 9 more. If you missed any of our segments from last week's program, including Sean McIntyre, the Azure Quartet, youth from the Spin Project, and singer-songwriter Adam Phipps, you can find all of those features on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. Well, the songs in order on the album, Honky Cat, then Mellow, Think I'm Going to Kill Myself, Susie, and Rocket Man. You flipped it over and Salvation, Slave, Amy, Mona Lisa, and Mad Hatters, and then Hercules. Giving you just over 45 minutes of music. If you had it on 8-track, you would hear things like Get Back, Cat, with those little loud noises in between. Oh, Doug and Heidi, thank you for your kind words. And you know, we do have playlists available, and we're so close to releasing a new website. When I look in the mirror, I see the person who's responsible for the delay, but we will have our playlists available once again. Thank you, Doug and Heidi and Black Ash, for the kind words this morning. We really appreciate it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Doug and Heidi's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. It's a good day, how could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. It's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning sun, rise and shine today. It's a good day for curing your ills. Take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Good morning, sun. Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. Curing your ills, and it's a good day for paying your bills. Take a deep breath and throw away your pills. It's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
Shelton and Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What's that I hear? The Sound Hound is going to be by in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Alumni Theater Company, creating bold theatrical work that gives fresh voice to the experience of young Black artists. Celebrating the end of their 15th season, Alumni Theater Company presents Disney's Descendants, a remixed fairy tale portraying a cultural celebration and what it means to be in control of one's own destiny. Disney's Descendants runs July 28th through July 30th at the New Hazlett Theater. More details are available at alumnitheatercompany.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade also is made possible through listener support. We tend to have only one campaign annually, and that runs starting around the last 2 months of the year. But if you're enjoying what you're hearing and would like to make a contribution, slbradio.org/donate has all of the information that you need to know. slbradio.org/donate. We appreciate your support very much. Another way you can support us too is let somebody know they can hear the radio station you're listening on, or they can navigate the online radio service that you're using. Let them know about SLB and that you're listening and that